Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you
down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And there sure was a lot of it yesterday and last night. First of all, the senators were sworn in. They're not technically jurors. There are 100 senators. They were all sworn in. They were all sworn in to preside over the conviction phase of Donald Trump's impeachment process. And according to an arrangement, a deal, an agreement that they had in advance, they have so much other work to do. The senators were sworn in. And then the conviction phase was adjourned until February 8th. It was adjourned until February 8th, but not without some shenanigans. First of all, Rand Paul, the Aqua Buddha, one of the, he calls himself a maverick, but it's hard to say he's the worst senator. If you stacked him up to Wormwood, Lindsey Graham, crooked Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, or the human lizard Cruz from Texas, or several of these others, Hawley from Missouri. You stack them up next to these guys, and who's the worst? I don't know. Flip a coin, pick one. But Rand Paul, he's off by a few degrees. He's off plumb. The Aqua Buddha, remember, he has a hard time. He certainly did when he was in college talking to girls. And so he invites one to go down and worship Aqua Buddha with him at the river. I mean, I don't know how many dates he got that way. You know, Luke, you know what I'm saying? I mean, come on. The Aqua Buddha, what an idiot. What an idiot. And his name is Randy. Randy Paul, that's his name. That's where he was born, Randy Paul. His wife said she thought that didn't sound very august. She wanted him to be August. So why didn't she name Augustus? But no, she said, just knock off the Y and make it Rand Paul. That's stronger. They'll think you're related to Ayn Rand, whom they mistakenly think is an intellectual. Ayn Rand was a 12-year-old girl who left Russia and lectures us on capitalism. What she knows about capitalism, what she knew, she's not around anymore, it fit in a flea's navel. So, you have Rand Paul. Well, what did Rand Paul do? He decided to orchestrate a stunt. And the stunt was he wanted to get everybody on record right away on the conviction, nail them down, make a name for himself. So what he did was he brings a motion that this is an unconstitutional proceeding because Trump is no longer president. Well, first of all, that's false. In American history, we have impeached some people and convicted them afterwards when they resigned in between. There was a Secretary of State in 1876, a really bad guy was impeached, and he thought, you know, I'm going to fox these people. I'm going to resign. They can't get me on a conviction. They convicted him anyway. They got together and convicted him anyway because he was bad news, just like Trump. So Rand Paul was, lying is a strong word. This is a point of view of opinion, but he tried to nail it down. Fortunately, the Democrats did something very smart, and they moved to table it. Now, moving to table a motion simply means, you know, you put it aside and you're not going to deal with it. But obviously, it gives a little window into people's souls. And what happened is on the motion to table, it passed 55-45. 55 senators said, yeah, we're going to table it, not take it up now. Nobody has to agree or disagree on the constitutionality. We're going to talk about it later. But of the 55 that voted to table it, 50 of them were the Democrats. Only 5 Republicans. The 5 Republicans, of course, were Mitt Romney, who has a lot of courage, Pat Toomey, He has no skin in the game. He's not running for re-election. What does he care? What does he care? Lisa Murkowski. Lisa Murkowski. You know, Lisa Murkowski, she's talked and talked a lot in the past, and I thought she was just airing a lot of hot air. This time she stood tall. Lisa Murkowski, Republican from Alaska. Ben Sasse of Alaska. Ben Sasse of Nebraska. A lot of courage, young up-and-comer, antidote to Josh Hawley in the Republican Party. Ben Sasse has shown some courage. And then, of course, Susan Collins. Susan Collins. Now, why is that significant? Why do people say it's significant, and why are they wrong? People say it's significant because if 45 Republicans voted not to table this thing and deal with the constitutionality issue now, which has chewed up a lot of time, doesn't that mean that those 45 aren't going to vote for conviction, and therefore all we have are the 50 Democrats and the 5 Republicans? Isn't that what this shows? And all the pundits, you know, the pundits, they're not deep. These are not deep people, these pundits. Okay, they say, well, that's what it is. Well, no, that's not what it is. Portman of Ohio, who's a moderate, said, quote, you know, do not read anything into this vote of mine. I think the constitutionality issue is an interesting issue, and it could have been debated now. That isn't to say how I would have voted for it or on it. And that isn't to say how I'll vote on conviction. So that's at least Portman. That's 6. We need 17. We need 2/3. We need 67 senators. Well, can we get another 11? The 5 that voted to table it, and Portman, who said the only reason he didn't vote for table it is he wanted to talk about it. Even he went the other way. So where do the other 11 come from? I think a lot of that depends on the evidence. You know, these senators are basically chicken. Most of them, except for Romney and a few others, Ben Sasse, only care about reelection. And there are two things they're frightened of. They're basically being cornered and chased by two packs of wolves. One pack of wolves are the Trump wolves in the primary. They're deathly afraid of crossing Trump, deathly afraid of going along with the impeachment and conviction process. Because the 10 Republicans in the House who voted to impeach Trump, Trump's attacking them. He's full of vengeance. He's a vengeful individual. However, there's another pack of wolves, guys, so pay attention to this. That's the general electorate. The general electorate. And the general election is kind of funny. They don't like a cop being beaten to death. They don't like 5 people being killed. They don't like a couple of police officers, 3, 4, hit on the head with lead pipes and being given subdural hematomas. They don't like that. And that woman, Ashley Barrett, who was breaking in, and an officer had to shoot her. If she'd gotten in, if they'd breached at that point, they could have murdered Nancy Pelosi. They could have murdered Mike Pence, and they could have dragged other congressmen screaming down the aisle and beating them to death. He did the only thing he could do, and he did it, and she died. People don't like that. They don't like that. They don't like violence. The majority of people don't want QAnon. And so these timid Republicans, not the 5 that stood tall and voted to table the resolution, and not Portman, he seems to be coming around, but the others are deathly afraid. If we cross Trump, we won't get nominated. But if we don't cross Trump and give him a pass on a cop being beaten to death, the other wolves may drag us down. And I think what's going to come down to is the ones that are in overwhelmingly Republican states will probably suck along with Trump. And the ones in marginally Republican states where there's no clear Democratic opposition might do the same. But in anyone that's in a state that, albeit red, has a lot of Democrats preparing to run, they had better watch out. And at the top of the list is Ron Johnson, friend of Moscow, friend of Putin, slave to Donald Trump. We're going to the line. Slammer of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Slammer?
Good morning, boy. Thank you for the show. Mitt Romney has to be quite concerned. He's quite certain that he has a spot in heaven with his religion, I'm quite certain, but the rest of them are worried about where they're going in the afterworld. So anyway, yesterday, the mask mandate decision, I saw that as a pretty big thing. If I'm not mistaken, a couple of Republicans who felt safe gave the safe vote, and I think it was 18 to 15, something like that. Is that correct? Coming out of the Senate?
Yeah, on the mask. That's right. Yeah, we're going to get to that. It's a very, very important story, Slammer. You're right. What's your thought on that?
Well, my thought is, Governor Voss, Governor Evers has at his disposal what we talked about Friday at the end of the show when I called in. Josh Call can certainly investigate what Robin Voss did, and he can tie him up in the courts with the stunt pulled on Joel Jacobson and gather back in a little bit of power as governor. Right now, we've got family members all over the state who are still sheltered in place, waiting for an opportunity for this coronavirus to pass. And now we've got idiots running around without masks, further spreading the contagion. Something has to be done in the state of Wisconsin to rein in these Republicans. And I'm begging the governor to use those.
Yeah, I agree with that. Slammer, we're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. Thanks for calling in. When we get back in the next segment at some point, we're going to take your issue up. It's a very important issue, and I will reference your comments. Thanks very much for calling in, Slammer. A lot more back after the break.
Cut you down. Tell them that God's going to cut you down. Tell them that God's going to cut you down.